Indeed. Well, they did it. Harry Reid is proving to be a pretty competent manager of legislative affairs back there. The energy bill passed in the Senate last night, setting it up for a run to the House, and if there are no serious complications, it can be ready for inclusion by the beginning of the fall session in September. The Senate energy bill once again focuses on corporate average fuel efficiency, and they're promising us 35 miles per gallon 13 years from now, which is another cave into corporatism, where if they really wanted to do something about fuel economy and things, they would simply start charging fees of every registered gas guzzler by the number of cubic inches, etc. Anyway, it's gone through. There are also some other interesting processes in this one. Stand by for your soap to go up in price, because there's big benefits in here for people to move to biofuels. Biofuels isn't just corn. Biofuels is all the trimmings and cuttings from the meat market, which can be rendered down into the products of fat that are used in the production of most hard soap and things of that nature. So ripple effects expected in the energy bill to the degree that it makes any difference at all, but it has been done. President Bush and the White House are apparently discussing the prospects of getting ready to start to do something about closing down Gitmo. Not the base, just the prison that we have down there. Problem is that as it's currently defined, if they bring those prisoners to the United States and put them in, say, you know, Leavenworth or various other federal prisons, they have to either bring criminal charges or release them. Building a new prison with American tax dollars in Afghanistan is being worked on, but the pressing of the Gitmo prison scene, part of an ongoing or a building crisis within the White House. Apparently Condi Rice is on the side of closing that one down, as are almost everybody else claims to be. It's just that nobody does it. The CIA is releasing 700 documents detailing various and assorted agency actions, some of them illegal, some of them embarrassing, over the period of the 70s and the 90s. That's what the press release says. I don't know what happened in the 80s if it isn't there. It's because those were the Reagan-Bush years. And the one thing we do know about present President Bush is that the first thing he did when he got to the White House was to seal Daddy's complete presidential records. Interesting stuff. Secrets. Secrets are the key, which is another confrontation going on now. The vice president is claiming that he doesn't have to provide any of the required documents to the federal archives as vice president because he's not part of the executive branch. What? The vice president isn't? He's claiming that since he serves as the president of the Senate, he's part of the legislative branch and therefore not covered by the presidential archiving. Secrets, secrets, it's all a secret. The only people who seem to be playing it right on the board are the North Koreans, who called in our representative to the talks and the IAEA and explained their show-me-the-money policy, which is slowly but surely working. There was all this money, I think it's $250 million, in a bank in Macau, which is a very sleazy operation on its best day. And the agreement was that the North Koreans would shut down their nukes as soon as they got their money out of the Macau Bank, which had been frozen. The Macau Bank took from last fall until now to transfer the money to the Russian bank, who then we presume is going to hand it over to the North Koreans sometime, perhaps within the next week or so, at which point the North Koreans will, in a large public ceremony, start dismantling their nuclear program. But you got to admit that they play a hard game over there. Atlantis returns. There's two opportunities this morning to get down in Florida. If that doesn't work, there's three additional opportunities at Edwards down in Southern California. Expected that they will probably drift in. Weather in Florida, as usual, screwing up the possibilities. We'll see what happens. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on a Friday. Stay tuned.